A national survey has found that 1 in 7 teenagers in Australia run the risk of becoming homeless, making it more likely they'll leave school early and develop addiction problems. Mission Australia's youth survey has for the first time identified the risk factors pushing teenagers into homelessness. Youth advocates say the findings are alarming and highlight the need for early intervention programs. As Michael Edwards reports.
Belmore Park, next to Central Railway Station, is a popular meeting place for Sydney's homeless. A number of makeshift camps have been set up here. Some people have tents and cooking equipment. It's where I meet Brendan, who looks much older than his 17 years.
You're sleeping rough at the moment?
In a way.
Why is that?
Everyone has their own path. No one doing any life.
How long have you been sleeping rough for?
About 4 or 5 days.
Do you get temporary accommodation?
Something like that, yeah.
Often you're forced to be out in the elements, though, are you?
Oh, yeah, something like that, yeah.
How did you end up having to live like this?
Life.
And how old were you when you left home?
About 16.
He tells me about his broken home and a drug problem that began when he was 10. Brendan's story is not uncommon.
On any given night, there are 44,000 young people, children and young people, who are homeless.
That's Catherine Yeomans, the Chief Executive of Mission Australia. The group has released its annual youth survey. It found 1 in 7 young people face the risk of becoming homeless.
We surveyed 19,000 young people between the ages of 15 and 19. And this time we looked at a number of factors which really make young people vulnerable to homelessness. We asked young people about the time away that they spent from home, maybe because they felt they couldn't go back. Might be due to factors such as family conflict or maybe depression or other issues in the family home, and their frequency of moving residents and the reasons why.
According to the survey, young people who are at risk of becoming homeless reported they'd left the family home because they felt they didn't have any other choice. 85% said they'd spent time away from home on more than one occasion over the past 3 years. 25% reported they'd left the family home more than 10 times. Catherine Yeomans describes the results as alarming and says it's a problem that all governments need to help solve.
All governments have a role to play. Commonwealth, state, territory governments need to join together and set a target. We know what gets measured gets done. So let's agree a target. We're suggesting that a goal to reduce youth homelessness by 2020 would be a good place to start. And then we think about the programs that need to be invested in. We need to help young people and also their families. A lot of these parents are struggling as well with teenagers involved in family conflict. They're not wanting this future for their young people either. So how about we help families that are at risk, young people who are at risk?
Housing affordability is also a big issue for young people, and advocates say it's a factor in homelessness. Katie Aitchison heads Youth Action, the peak body for young people and youth services in New South Wales.
If there's issues going on between people within a home, we need to support them within that situation. And then if a young person is needing to leave home, we need to give them secure housing options that are medium and long-term options for them so that they're not in these insecure places. Because we know if a young person leave school or has housing insecurity, they're less likely to finish school, they're less likely to be able to maintain a job, they're less likely to be able to stay in their own communities, they're forced out into areas away from their family and support, which puts them at really a huge disadvantage for their future.
That's Katie Aitchison from Youth Action, ending that report from Michael Edwards.